Got sound? All right. Welcome, everyone, to another old-time Bible tent revival. Brother Michael comes around here somewhere. He's going to be preaching tonight. He's asked me to kind of moderate this thing. Brother Dave Glidden was leading our youth choir here. Gabe Cooper, where are you at? Where'd you go, Gabe? Up there. Gabe's going to lead us in songs in just a second. He's ready to roll. Got just a couple Bible verses for you here as we get started. These the Lord laid on my heart. As we were getting ready to start with a couple of verses and pray. In the beginning of the Bible, in the Pentateuch, there's different names of the first five books of the Bible, but here in the Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2, God says, "Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." Here God said you don't add to the word.
Yep.
He said you don't diminish from the word.
Yep.
You leave it just like
Amen.
I wrote it.
Yep.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and verse 14. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever.
Amen.
Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it that men should fear before him. And then in Revelation chapter 22, he says in verse 18, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book." And it says, "He which testifieth these things saith, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus." We're here today to exalt the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We do not believe that that is possible unless you have faith in the Word of God, the written Word of God, as well as the living Word. You cannot separate the two. And here we're going to be preaching from the Word of God. Brother Michael's not bringing his opinion, or I would not have come. I know Brother Michael. I've talked to Brother Michael at his dairy farm. And I enjoy visiting with him, but I would not have come out to a camp meeting to hear Brother Michael's opinions about anything. Brother Michael's going to bring for you tonight, by God's grace and the power of the Lord, we pray, he's going to bring the living Word of Almighty God that always has been and always will be. Nothing can be taken from it. People can tamper with it, but God's going to preserve it. This meeting out that way, dedicating this meeting to God, to His Word, and the preaching of the Word of God. That's the only thing that's going to change this nation. So let's pray here today. And I was going to ask Brother Randy, would you come and pray? Do you mind? Am I putting you too much on the spot? Yes? Just all right. Brother Gary Coop, would you come up here and pray? Yes, sir. Thank you. And then Gabe, you come right on.
Father in heaven, Lord, just ask you to be with us, to meet with us, put your spirit on this place, Lord. Fill this tent with your spirit, Lord. We ask you to be with us and help us. Guide us. We need your help. We always need your help. I ask you to be with Brother Mike as he brings the word. I ask you to bring with the songs and everything that's done here, Lord. And let it be done, Lord, for your glory, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for all things that you do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
These on the chairs there. We do have some extra seats up front here. If anybody outside wants to come in and sit down. There's a few left right up here in the front, the first two rows here. One, two, okay. Turn to page number 61. Number 61. All hail the power of Jesus' name.
Amen.
Record the royal diadem.
There is a fountain.
dairy farmer just north of Norwood, Missouri. And I believe this man loves the God. He's the one that's had the biggest burden for this meeting throughout. He's done most of the work getting it ready. He was out here putting up the tent all this morning. Ran home. What I said earlier about the Bible, we mean that. Brother Michael is bringing the Word of God. And we want you all to listen tonight because we love you. And we're not doing this because we want to add people to our church. Brother Michael's not out here to get a name for himself. You notice he let this dummy get up here. I didn't even organize this thing. I tried to tell him I'd sit on the sideline. And he told me, no, I want you to get up here. I think that's what the Lord wants. But Michael has a burden for the very Word of God. You know, when the old prophets would preach, people that knew God would listen. And without puffing him up, he's speaking the prophecies of God tonight to us. And so all I'm a fellow human being is listen to what God has for you today. Because this isn't just the man's opinion. He might throw in a few, but if you know your Bible, you'll pick them up. Right, brother? He's going to bring the Word of God. I'm asking you to listen because we love you, loves you, and we're bringing the Word of God tonight. And we're doing this not to try and get notoriety. His Word to you tonight. Brother Mike, I felt led to sell out. I'm not trying to build you up, and you're dying to go.
Well, it's good to be here tonight, and it's good to see everybody out. I appreciate it. I mean, on a Monday night, you can be a lot of other places.
Amen.
I praise the Lord. I'm a dairy farmer, but I'll tell you something. What I really am is some knotted up piece of wood that was in a stinking burning coal fire.
Amen.
And the Lord reached down, and if you knew me like God knows me, you'd know what a piece of garbage I truly am. And I'm telling you something tonight. That if you're stuck in that stinking, miry, filthy clay, and the burden, that God wants to pluck you up out of that.
Amen.
That ain't nothing been plucked out of the fire.
Amen.
But if you turn in your Bibles tonight, we're going to start in Galatians 1. Galatians chapter 1. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord God, I thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your goodness, Lord. And Lord, I just pray that you fill this place with your power, Father.
Yes, amen.
That you'd anoint my lips, Lord. And Lord, that you prepare the hearts, Lord, of the people here to hear your words, Lord God. Oh, Lord, that your words would be lifted, actually would be magnified tonight, Father.
Amen.
And Lord, I pray, Lord, the person sitting in here, Lord, that's close to going to hell, Father, that's on the brink, Lord God, of damnation, Father, that you would have mercy on their soul and save them tonight, Father.
Amen.
Oh, Lord God, that you would be lifted up, Father, and that no man would steal your glory, Lord, but you would be lifted up. Amen.
Amen.
Now, we'll start here in Galatians chapter 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Father who raised him from the dead. And all of the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatia, grace be to you and peace from God the Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Himself for our sins.
Amen.
Amen.
Who gave himself for our sins that he might deliver us from this present evil will of God and our Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Isn't that such a blessing right there? I want you to notice up, ask, pray for me as I'm preaching tonight. I need help from God. But as he starts there in verse 1, he says he's an apostle, but he's not an apostle by man.
Amen.
We churches all over this country that are strictly by man. Than by man.
Yep.
We don't need more revelation by man. We don't need more churches puffed up by man. Look at this. But by Jesus Christ.
Yep.
As the brother said earlier, Jesus Christ is the Word made flesh and dwelt among man.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is the Word. And the revelation that Paul had came from God. Came from Jesus Christ.
Amen.
From Jesus Christ. And he prays that grace and peace be unto this church. And then he hits the gospel real quick there at verse 4. And you'll notice that as a theme, as Paul is writing to churches, he goes back to that gospel. He goes back to that gospel. And I'll tell you, look here at verse 5. To whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Verse 6, look at this. I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you and look at this, into the grace of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen to this. They removed him from the grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Yep.
Amen.
Which is not another.
Yeah. Right.
But there be some that trouble you.
Yep. Yeah.
And pervert the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Listen, you understand what you just read there? What God was just saying right there is that you have the gospel of Christ. Grace from Christ. Grace from God Almighty. To save mankind from what? From their sin.
Amen.
But there be some that trouble you. And he marvels. And so soon removed from the gospel of Christ unto another gospel.
Amen.
But there be some that trouble you. But there be some that trouble you. And listen, they would pervert the gospel of Christ. I'm telling you something. I believe we're living in the last times.
Amen.
We're living in the last days. You don't have to look very far before you see the very description that this Bible gave of how the last days would be.
Yep.
There's literally prophecy falling right in front of our eyes. We're literally watching, not just, but across the entire globe, a whole draw and movement of a perversion of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
We're literally watching with all wrong, and everybody with their smartphones has the same message across the globe.
Yeah.
It's not just America. It's across the globe right now. We're watching little kids, listen to me now, little children are being taught that they're not.
Right.
I'm telling you, we're as close to the to Christ coming back as I think we can possibly be. We're right on the footsteps. Perverting the gospel of Christ.
That's right.
Listen, it ain't from a lack of churches.
That's right.
He said if he preaches it, if an angel preaches it,
yeah.
if anybody preaches another gospel, a perverted gospel, let him be accursed. This is some serious business right here, the gospel of Christ. And I'm telling you, we live across a country where that perverts the gospel of Christ into everything else but Christ. Everything else but grace.
Right.
I'm telling you, the only thing that will save your soul tonight is the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 9. As he said, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I should not be the servant of Christ.
Amen.
Listen, a big reason, you say, how can we get into where we believe a perverted gospel? This is a Galatian church here he's speaking to. This is the Galatian church he's writing to right here. They somehow, and he says he marvels at it, they've left that gospel of Christ.
Yeah.
And they begin to get twisted up and were troubled.
Yeah.
Because somebody got in there and perverted the gospel of Christ.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you something, all across our land, the gospel has been perverted.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
Listen, these people right here, they're preaching.
Yeah. That's right.
They're preaching. They call themselves Christians.
Yeah.
They're probably waving around the Bible, but they perverted the gospel of Christ.
Yeah.
You say, what is the gospel? It's a good question right there. Go back to verse 4. Who gave himself for our sins.
Amen.
Who gave himself for our sins. Why did Christ die on the cross? For our sins.
That's right.
Amen.
Now, that's not a popular topic.
Right.
It's not fun to think of ourselves as some sinner. But I'm telling you something. If you don't see yourself as a sinner, you'll never see the need for a sinner.
Yep. Amen. Right.
You know something? The devil will use religion.
Yeah.
We go keep going in this chapter here in a little bit, and he'll use, God calls them false brethren.
Yeah.
False brethren. He'll use religion. He'll use false brethren. And he'll use another gospel.
Yeah.
That's something that a person will call themselves a brother. They'll preach, but they'll have a perverted gospel.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you something, you got to watch yourself. Because if you hook into this perverted gospel, if you believe a perverted gospel, a corrupted gospel, and you can believe it with all your heart, and you can believe it with all your sincerity, and you can pour your tears, but if you believe the perverted gospel, your soul, right now, is going to stand before God in judgment day, and he'll say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity, I never knew you.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Listen, I'm not against you.
Yeah.
I'm for you. I don't hate you. I love you. And I mean that. I truly mean that. The only reason I'm up here tonight is because I love you.
Amen.
And I don't want to see you bust hell wide open on Judgment Day because you bought into a perverted gospel.
Amen.
And thought so much more of men. Listen, is it man that's got you believing this perverted gospel? They've got a gospel, right? They've got a religion. But it's perverted. It's another gospel. They use a lot of the similar words. You know, you think about another gospel. How do we get to the gospel? It's through this Bible.
Yeah.
And I gotta just, there's some good folks. There's some good folks that you'd like as a neighbor. I mean, they pull over, help you change your tire. You got cows out, let them help you put your cows in. I mean, some good old boys, some good people.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, they've been tricked into this perverted gospel. And I'm just, my prayer tonight is that if you bought into a perverted gospel, that you wouldn't let nothing get in your way. Because I'm telling you something, that God resists the proud. That's what His Word said. He resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble.
Amen.
Amen.
And one of the biggest problems today is people that claim to be saved. They claim to have the gospel. And God will expose it and say, that's a false gospel. And they say, what did everybody think about it? And I just want you tonight to examine yourselves. You know, the Bible tells you to examine yourselves to see whether you be of the faith.
That's right.
Amen.
Not from my opinions, but from this Word of God to see if you believe in the true gospel. I don't care if you say, well, I got emotional. I had this emotional experience. I had this emotional drive. God said, if an angel from heaven came down and just stood right before you and said, hey, this right here. He said, you believe this gospel. You believe that you're accepted as you are. An angel from heaven come down and tell you, hey, you're fine. You're good. You just say this little sinner's prayer. You get these emotional vibes. But it's a perverted gospel. God said, let him be accursed.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you something tonight. All across our country, we've got people that bought in to a perverted gospel.
That's right.
And the fruit of it is all across your land.
Amen.
I'm telling you something. You look at while we're, most everybody, you knock on their door today, and there's some exception, but most everybody calls themselves a Christian.
Yeah.
And it's no marvel. It shouldn't be a surprise to us. It was happening right here to the Galatian church. There's a real devil out there. A real devil that wants your soul. A real devil. Sometimes truth hurts.
Yeah.
Sometimes it hurts. But if he'll say all the words that you want to hear.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm telling you, don't, please, do not let your pride get in the way tonight.
Amen.
Do not let your pride get in the way. As we said before, so say I now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed.
Amen.
If your grandpa, and I got nothing against your grandpa, but if your grandpa preached another gospel, God said let him be accursed. And I'm not against your grandpa. I'm not against your grandma. If your mommy or your daddy taught you a false gospel, you know the Bible said, if any man,
amen.
You say, but he looked so good, he talked so well. Yeah. I spent my whole life believing this thing. If any man, preach any other gospel, God said, he's a curse.
Amen.
He ain't helping you.
Preach it.
He might make you feel good.
Yeah.
He might give you the heebie-jeebies. He might make goosebumps go all over you. It's gone. It will not save your soul. And when you stand before God and say, God, my grandpa told me, it ain't going to hold up to God.
Amen.
You're going to stand before God. The Bible says it's appointed unto men once to die, but after this, the judgment.
Amen.
And I'm telling you something. It won't matter what your grandpa believed. Your grandma believe, your mommy and daddy, all that's going to matter is this Bible. Did you listen to the Word of God? Do you have the gospel? Do you believe it? Is your soul saved from hell? Not what the religious denomination said.
Yeah.
You're not going to get before God, and I've got nothing against those Methodists, Pentecostal, Baptists, none of them. You name them. I'm not against them right now. I'm telling you, listen, any man comes up with another gospel, you're not going to stand before God and throw some title up above you and you're going to be all
right. That's right.
You're going to have to stand before God one day. And it's just going to be you, and it's going to be God Almighty.
Amen.
And unless you have the blood of Christ covering your sin, He's going to say, hell.
That's right.
And I tell you that because I love you.
Amen. You can either be blessed or you can be cursed.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
I don't want to see a person here go to hell.
Amen.
God made a way.
Amen.
He made a way.
Amen.
There's a true gospel. I want you to get this. Turn with me real quick. Keep your place there in Galatians. Turn with me real quick. We're going to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Verse 1 here. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel. He declares the gospel here. Listen to this. Which I preached unto you, which also, listen to this, have received, and wherein you stand. You know something what the church did here? They received the gospel. You know something that's not good enough to know, receive the gospel. You know something that's not good enough to know the gospel.
That's right.
You know, most folks tell you all, they can tell you all about it, but have you received it? You've got to receive it. You've got to receive it. It's not a look at this. You're not reading a repeat after me prayer. You want to be saved? This is how you're going to get it. Look at this. If you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed, listen to that, believed in vain.
Yeah.
Believed in vain. I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of vain belief out here today.
That's right.
Yeah.
Most people believed in something.
Yeah.
They believed that they had this emotional feeling. They believe that they, listen to this, that they got baptized. They believe that they're a good person. They believe all these type of things, but their belief is in, listen to this, the Bible says that they believe in vain if you haven't received this gospel. Listen to this, what gospel? Verse 3, for I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that, listen to this, Christ died for our sins,
amen,
according to the Scripture.
Right, right.
I keep highlighting that sins because it keeps showing up in your Bible.
Amen.
Every single time you come to the gospel, God deals with sin.
Amen.
And I'm telling you something. This whole business, you hear it all over the place. And you just say this prayer and God accepts you the way you are. I'm telling you can come to God from wherever you are, but you better come a sinner. And the fact that God would just stand there and have sinners just running into heaven. Hey, Christ died for sin. Sin is such a big deal. Listen to me. I've got 6 boys, 1 girl. There's some of my kids right there. Jared, come on up here, bud. I want you to get this. We're going to read this real quick, and I'm going to give you an illustration. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Verse 4, that He was buried, and that He rose forth. Listen to this. Not according to denominational doctrine. It's not according to some old pastor. It's not according to nothing. It's according to the Scriptures. And that He was seen of Cephas. And that He was seen of Cephas. Then a greater part remained unto this present, but some are falling asleep. They were dying. Listen to this. This is my son Jared right here. He ain't my oldest, he ain't my youngest, but he's a good one.
Amen.
I love this boy.
Right.
Me and him do a lot together.
Amen.
I love this boy. I wouldn't let, you understand?
Amen.
I don't care if you're a good buddy of mine, I'm protecting my son. I love my son.
Amen.
This is my son right here. I love him. I want you to get a hold of something. Because of your sin, I'm talking every bad thought, sin. I'm talking every bad thought. I'm talking the only way for you to be right with God, for you to have salvation was for God Almighty to take His Son, His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and let Him die upon a cross. Was beaten, was bruised, was whipped, was spit upon, and bled. Was whipped, was spit upon, and bled. I wouldn't let nothing happen to my son. God did that. And I can tell you personally, that little boy there ain't perfect. Ain't perfect. Jesus Christ is perfect.
Amen.
He's
Amen.
Sinless. He's spotless. Not one time did Jesus Christ ever disappoint God the Father.
Amen.
Not one time did He have to say, oh, my son let me down. He was a perfect son. He was spotless.
Amen.
Fully God. Fully man.
Yep.
In the
Amen.
Flesh.
Right.
Not among men. Was tempted in every way a man had ever been tempted.
Right. Yep.
And yet spotless. A man had ever been tempted.
Right. Yep.
And yet spotless,
yep.
without blemish,
yep.
shed His blood upon a cross. Yep. Why? Why? We just read it twice. Yep. Because of your sin.
That's right.
I want you to get a hold of that tonight. I want you to understand that tonight. Because of sin, Christ had to die.
Amen.
Because of your sin,
yep.
Christ had to die.
Amen.
I'm not playing games tonight.
Amen.
This ain't some joke. I love having a good time. I love ice cream. I do. Trust me. But this isn't a joke. This ain't no laughing matter. We're talking about your soul. We're talking about God Almighty sending His Son to die upon a cross to save your soul.
Amen.
And I'm telling you something. So many times a man will sit in the pew, or a lady sit in the pew. I'm good. I'm good. When's this thing going to end?
Yep,
right. I punched my time clock in church. I've got it for 30 years. 40 years. 20 years. I punched my time clock in church.
Yeah.
That ought to be good enough, right? I'm telling you something. I'm telling you something today. You've got to deal with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You've got to receive
Amen.
It. And let me tell you, we live in the Ozarks here. Most people are friendly. Most people are nice. And when somebody gives a gift that they don't want, they might say, no, thank you. That's not for me. Not today. Maybe later. We got all different types of way of saying reject.
Yeah.
Not that way. I'll try a different way. Not that way. I'm all right. Listen to me. Let's read this real quick again. 1 Corinthians right here. For I deliver it unto you. Listen to this. He gives the gospel right here. That Christ died for our sins and that He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures.
Amen.
That's the gospel according
Amen.
To the Bible.
Amen. Amen.
You know what you didn't just read in there? Baptism.
Yep. Right. No.
You didn't read that, hey, you had to get baptized, did you?
Right.
It wasn't in there. But I got to tell you the truth. If you're trusting that you got dunked in some water, then you're not trusting the blood of Christ.
That's right.
Amen.
That's it.
It's not an end. It was one way.
Yeah.
Yep. One way to end.
Amen.
Amen.
One way to be saved. Not a bunch of them out there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of perverted gospels out there. I'm telling you, that's what your Bible
right.
says. There's
Amen.
Perverted gospels. There's some that will trouble you. And you did not read baptism in there.
Amen.
If you're trusting your baptism,
yeah.
you'll go to hell.
Yeah.
I don't want to see. Just read it. The gospel right there that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. So many folks, look, believe in vain, right?
Yeah.
You believe in vain. There's so many.
Yeah.
You know what? When you ever get to the point that you find out that you have sinned against a righteous and holy God,
Amen.
You'll realize there is not a thing that you can offer.
Yep.
There's not a thing
Amen.
That you can bring to beat this right here or
Amen.
Go along with it.
Yeah, that's right.
God doesn't call you to get baptized right here. Now, I'm not against baptism, but think about this. What is baptism? A man stands there, right? Plugs his nose. You don't want to fill up with water, right? And He leans you back. And He raises you up out of that water. Because there's nothing He can do. And it's a picture and a show of what happens with salvation.
Amen.
But if you trust your baptism, you're going to bust hell wide open. If you trust your baptism, you're going to bust hell wide open. You'll stand before God in judgment
right.
with, hey, my I got baptized. I got that. And you'll stand before God on judgment day.
Yeah.
And your baptism ain't going to hold up.
That's right.
The yeah. only thing that will hold up is that Christ died for sinners.
That's right.
Amen.
That's the gospel. You say, I don't know about that. I know a lot of people that have been baptized, a lot of good people. I know you do. That's why I'm here. I'm telling you, there's a lot of perverted gospels out there. We read about that earlier. There's a lot of other gospels out there. Other people preaching other gospels.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, trust your Bible, not men, not a denomination. Trust your Bible.
Amen.
And the Bible tells you there's only one way. When the Bible gives you the gospel, there ain't no baptism there.
Yeah.
Turn with me real quick here. Real quick here. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians, same book, chapter 1. Chapter 1. And I want to remind you of this too in 2 Corinthians 11:14. It says, and no marvel, for Satan himself transformed into an angel, listen to this, an angel of light.
Yeah. Yep.
You understand? That devil's tricky.
Amen.
That devil is religious.
Yep.
That devil even knows a lot of Bible.
Yep. Right.
You've got to trust the Word of God over any man.
Amen.
Remember we read that?
Amen.
Not pleasure of man. Over any man. You've got to trust your Bible. Listen to this. 1 Corinthians chapter 1. This is Paul here. Writing in the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Verse 17. For Christ sent me not to... Listen to this. Read it with me. He sent me not to baptize, but... to preach the gospel.
Yep.
Amen. Amen.
That's pretty simple.
Right.
You know what that just told you? That told you the gospel is not baptism. Listen, this is so crucial. I hope you get this. Not with wisdom of words.
Yeah.
Lest, listen to this, the cross of Christ should be made of none effect.
Right.
None effect.
That's right.
For the preaching of the cross to them that perish, foolishness. But unto us, listen to this, which are saved, it is what? The power of God.
Yep.
You know your Bible says something. But if many have received Him, to them gave do something to save yourself. Baptism is a physical action. You can see it. And listen to me. I'm not against baptism for a saved person. It's an obedience to the Word of God.
Amen.
But if you're going to trust your baptism, you're going to bust hell wide open. And I don't tell you that because I'm against you. I tell you that because I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Amen.
And I don't want to see you holding on to some lie, some perverted gospel that some soothsayer talked into you. Trust your Bible.
Amen.
The gospel is not baptism, and baptism is not the gospel.
Amen.
Please don't trust baptism to save you. It won't. That's one of the religions, a belief, a gospel cursed by God Almighty. You say, is baptism a righteous work? Isn't it? It'd be a righteous work, which we have done. But it does. You know what you're really doing? You'll never come. But what you're really doing is saying, it does not affect that cross. Take the blood of Christ. I don't need it. It does not affect to me. Why? I've got my baptism.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you something. You'll never come out and say, oh, I don't need the cross of Christ. The devil, he'll let you hold on to it and say, oh, yeah, I've been to the blood of Christ. Christ of none effect.
That's
baptism. No, sir. In addition to me.
Amen.
I love you. I don't want you trusting your baptism. I talk to him. You're going to heaven. I say, how are you going? I'm telling you, ask yourself.
Amen.
And if baptism is part of that equation of you getting to heaven, you believe the perverted gospel.
Right.
Yeah.
And I tell you that as your friend. The good thing is, you're not dead. You're here.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's not over.
Amen. That's right.
Don't let pride get in the way. You say, I believe this all my life. I'm nobody to tell you nothing.
Right.
But if this Bible says it.
Yeah, that's right.
If this Bible says it, and you've read it. If this Bible says it, and you've read it, what your pastor thinks, what your daddy thinks, what your mommy thinks, God's going to judge you according to His Word.
Amen.
And God said that there's only one way to be saved. It's through the blood of Christ. Christ died for sinners. Nothing else will satisfy a holy and just and righteous God. Turn with me back to Galatians real quick. This isn't a complicated message. But I believe it's what the Lord gave me to preach here.
Amen.
Listen to this. Verse 12 here, we're going to pick it up. For I neither received it of man, talking about the gospel, neither was I taught it. Listen to this. But by the revelation of Jesus Christ. And if here he is saved, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 13. For ye have heard of my conversation in time past, listen to this, and the Jews' religion.
Yeah.
Religion. Listen to how that beyond measure I persecuted the Jews' religion. Above many my equals in my own nation, being more, listen to this, exceedingly zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal what? Not religion, his son in you, that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. Listen to me. And Acts here says, which knew me from the beginning, if they would testify that after the most, but after that, the most straightest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee. That was Paul talking. If there was ever a man that knew religion, it was Paul.
Yep, right.
If there was ever a man that stacked up in religion, I mean, I'm talking, he got all the little shiny things that religion will give you. They'll pat you on the back, they'll say, hey, there's a good man right there, he's got this, he's got that, he's got a baptism, there's not a day he's missed church. I'm telling you, he helped in the church events.
Yep.
He was a deacon, he helped with the offering, he did all this stuff.
Yep.
He said, that Paul, he's the straightest. He knew religion. But you know what religion was doing? It was leading them straight to a devil's hell. This is saying you've got people that, you've heard the term, oh boy, he got religion, right?
Yeah.
Anybody ever heard that?
Yeah.
He got religion.
Yeah.
We got a whole lot of got religion around this country.
Yeah.
A whole lot of got religion around this country.
Yeah.
We got a whole lot of got religion around, and I'm telling you something, you've got religion, but do you have Christ?
Amen.
That's what it comes down to.
Amen.
And I'm telling you something. Man looketh on the outward appearance. I can't see you. I can't see in your heart. God looketh upon the heart.
Amen.
And only you're going to have to know what you did with Christ. What are you trusting in? You trusting in your religion? You trusting in Christ? The people said, hey, you know, I'm not going after them Christians. He said, we got to go after them Christians. They're preaching blasphemy. Been sincere in their religion.
Yeah.
A lot of sincere people in the religion. I mean, they sincerely will be at church. They sincerely will try to keep the law. They'll try to...
Yeah.
It's sincere. Listen, man. I love the Mormons. I do. You might not believe it. I do. I love the Mormons. I want to see Mormons saved.
Amen.
I've talked to some very sincere Mormons. I love the Mormon people. I want them to be saved. I do.
Amen.
I want to see Mormons turn to Christ.
Yeah, right.
And I'm talking, you never see more sincere. I love Catholics.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
And I've seen Catholics.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking, there's Catholics out there that will whip themselves.
Yep.
They'll offer the sacraments. They won't miss one of those confessionals.
Yeah.
Sincerity will not. You say, but I'm so sincere. I believe that I got the goosebumps or whatever it was. I had that emotional drive. And I'm telling you something. That without the blood of Christ alone,
amen,
you won't be saved.
That's right.
Amen.
Sincerity has nothing to do with it. Now you should be sincere when you call upon the Lord. You should be sincere when you repent of your sins. But just being sincere don't do it.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Come with me there, and we're going to start chapter 2 and pick it up in verse 4. There's a reason this is in your Bible. Listen, there's a reason that God warns you about a false gospel, a perverted gospel. It's because it spreads like wildfire.
That's right.
Yeah.
Because if there's anything that tells you, listen, you can do a little this or a little that and get to heaven, man will jump all over that.
Yeah.
Look what I did. I did a little something. And yeah, the blood of Christ is great. Yeah, the cross is great. I go to church. I'm a pretty good person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm good. And when I stand before God, he'll see a good man. I'm telling you something, he won't see a good man. He'll see the filth and sin. It's Christ and Christ alone.
Amen.
Amen.
You'll see that religion. No, we won't. Listen to this. Look at it. Verse 4. Because of false brethren. And that because of false brethren. Oh, they call themselves brothers. Look at this. Unawares brought in. They call themselves brethren, and that... Galatian church never even realized they were false. They brought them right on in. Who came in privily, despite our liberty, which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hold on a second. To whom we gave place by subjection, no, not for an hour, listen to this, that the truth of the gospel might continue with you. So what were these false brethren doing? Taking them out of the truth of the gospel. You say, but they're harmless. They're good people. They're sincere people. Listen to me. I don't care how good, I don't care how sincere, if they believe another gospel, that God calls them a curse. If they're preaching another gospel, God says that's a curse.
Amen.
Amen.
And listen to me. Why? Ask yourself why. Why would you go from the grace of Christ, the grace of Christ to save a lost sinner, the blood of Jesus Christ covering your sins, and what God tells you is to, whosoever, listen to this, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. It ain't complicated.
Amen.
Nope.
It's a simple thing. If a young child could be saved, and I'm glad. Because if it wasn't simple, I probably wouldn't be saved.
Amen.
I'm not a very smart person. But I can get a hold of this, that Christ died for sinners.
Amen.
I'm a sinner.
Amen.
I ain't got nothing to offer. Listen to me, though. Ask yourself, why is it that these people, this church that Paul started right here, this church of Galatia, were brought into bondage under another gospel? Why? Man's pride. Man wants to add a little something, to do just a little something, to say, yeah, I contributed to my salvation. Even in the littlest thing, I contributed. I was a part of it. God will not share His glory with nobody.
Amen.
You understand something? The moment you trust on something else, a little bit to add on to your salvation, to add on to the blood of Christ, you make the cross of Christ of none effect.
Amen.
Of none effect.
Amen.
For they seem to be a somewhat in the conference. Added nothing. Oh, you got these men, and they
can talk. I did lose my hair now.
Yeah, you did.
That's all right. You got this one? We switch right over.
I'll try not to throw it.
Hello?
Good?
There? Good? All right. They seem to be a somewhat. A somewhat. They got their suit. Listen, they got all these letters behind their names.
Yep.
Oh. They might even know some Greek alphabet that ain't nobody knows. They might even throw some Hebrew words at you that ain't been spoken in thousands of years.
Yep.
Oh, and they're somewhat now. They come in and they say, well, bro, you see, that's just believing on Christ. That's good, but it ain't quite enough. Have you been baptized? Have you been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? See, if you get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, then you have salvation. Yes. And they come in, and boy, they impress you. And I'm being silly right here, but I'm telling you, they're smooth.
Yeah.
They sound good.
Yeah.
They sound impressive.
Yeah.
They were tricking this Galatian church right out of the gospel.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you something, all across this nation, people are being tricked right out of the gospel of Christ.
Amen.
Yep.
Right out. And the fruit of it's all around you.
Right.
And I said, somewhat so. That somewhat told me that if I just get baptized, that somewhat told me if I just kept some law, if I just did my best to keep the law, well then I'd be saved.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it. That somewhat told me if we honored the Sabbath day, I'd be saved.
Yeah.
That somewhat told me if I just didn't miss no church.
Yeah.
That somewhat told me, hey, we go up to Utah. Okay, we got to go to that temple and baptize for dead people.
Yeah.
That somewhat told me if I just took some sacraments and said a little Hail Mary prayer to Mary.
Yep. Yeah.
Listen, I'm not against you. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. I don't want to see you hooked into some perverted gospel and bust hell wide open because somebody beguiled you.
Amen.
I'm not just trying to run down Catholics or Mormons or nobody else, but I believe this Bible.
Amen.
And you know something? So my feelings are very mute. You know something? What God said. He's not willing that any should perish,
Amen.
But that all should come to repentance.
Yeah.
You know whose heart it breaks more? has got you, all these people hook on to these false gospels. And they'll do the craziest things. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Religion will have you do a lot of crazy things. And I go, how on earth are all these people doing all this stuff and trusting it, and yet they do?
Yeah.
Because the supplement told them. And they want to be like the supplement. They want a little something to add on to that. I'm telling you something. The gospel is simple.
Amen.
Man tried to complicate that deal.
Yeah.
They say, oh, if we just keep some of the law. I know what we'll do. We'll keep, like I said, keep the Sabbath. We'll hang little tassels over. I mean, I'm telling you, religion will cause a person to do all types of wild and crazy things. Look at religion all over the world here. You'll find some crazy things. You'll find, listen to me, you'll find people sacrificing their babies to false God because religion, somewhat, told them that's to be saved. That's to appease God. I'm telling you something. You think you're above that? You think, oh, I won't be beguiled by nobody. I'm telling you, the only way you won't be beguiled, the only way you won't believe one of these perverted gospels, these other gospels, is by the revelation of Jesus Christ in His Word.
Amen.
I don't know what else to preach than His Word. Amen. It's the only thing that gives me any peace. It's the only thing that gives me any hope. Because I'm telling you something, the moment you suck into one of these other gospels, these false gospels, you get yourself under bondage. Now, they don't advertise to you that you're under bondage.
That's right. Yeah.
But they'll say, hey, if you stop on this thing, you're not saved.
Yep.
Right.
And they'll dangle that. They'll dangle you over hell, saying, if you don't do X, Y, or Z, you're going to hell. And that causes religious people to do all types of crazy things all over this. I'm telling you something about how it with religion.
Amen.
Paul had it with Jews' religion. He said, you know what, I'm going completely up against it. Listen to this. And he calls them out. He calls out the somewhats. Look at this. We'll look here. Follow me down. Peter here, he got beguiled. He said, I took this. Oh, Peter got beguiled. This is the man that God literally came to and he's given out the gospel and he comes up to these Jews and these somewhats.
Yeah.
And he finds himself going back to hold on to the Jews' religion. And separates himself from these Gentiles, separates himself from the uncircumcision. Circumcision was the big thing at the time. And boy, if you weren't circumcised, I don't know if you're saved.
Yeah.
And Peter went right along with it. Look what Paul does, verse 11. But when Peter came to Antioch, I was stood him to the face because that he was to be blamed. For before that certain, listen, that certain, I don't know who that certain is, but that certain, boy, he came from James. He did eat with the Gentiles, but when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. You know something? Peer pressure will cause you to do a lot of things.
Right?
Yep.
I'm telling you something. All your buddies do something, you're liable to do it. I'm telling you, if you're going to come to God, it ain't because your buddies do.
Right.
I'm telling you something. You've got to say, I don't care what my buddies think. I don't care what my family thinks. I don't care what my mommy thinks. I don't care what my daddy thinks. I don't care what the person sitting next to me thinks. I need to be saved.
Amen.
I need the blood of Christ to cover my sins. Away with this false religion.
Amen.
Away with this trust in my baptism. Away with this trust in the law that's got me under so much bondage.
Amen.
Because if you're honest with yourself, there ain't a single person here that even comes close to keeping the law.
Amen.
There ain't a single person that comes close to matching any religion.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a bondage. I don't want to see you in bondage. And the only freedom you'll actually get, the only liberty you'll actually get, is through the gospel of Jesus Christ. That Christ loved the sinner.
Amen.
Amen.
That God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Oh, I'm telling you something. The gospel will free you. You want to be free. I'm telling you something. You ain't going to find it in religion. You're going to find it in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at this, verse 14. Verse 14. But when I saw that they walked not uprightly according, listen to this, the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter before them all, and thou being a Jew, liveth after the manner of Gentiles, and not as do the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to live as do the Jews? He wasn't even keeping it himself. And Paul just called him on it. And I'm telling you something, if you're trusting your ability to keep laws or to do good works, let the Bible call you on it.
Amen.
Yeah.
and look at not what your wife thinks, your husband thinks, and how you stack up to your neighbor. Listen to me. The standard is this Bible. The standard is God Almighty. It don't matter what your pastor thinks. It don't matter what the deacons think of you. It matters what God Almighty thinks of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Look at this. Verse 16. Knowing that a man is, listen, not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ that we might be justified. How do you get justified? By the faith of Christ and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified.
Right.
By the works of the law is justified.
Right.
I'm telling you something. If you're trusting that work of the law, something I've done, in this little work, in this big work, it won't justify you.
Right.
You said, but I tried so hard. I did so well. You won't be justified. You'll stand before God Almighty. And He's going to pull out this book of the law, and you're going to stand up before Him, and I'm telling you, you will not be justified.
Amen. Right.
You'll come short.
Yeah. Right?
Yep.
The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
There's so many people I've talked to that said, we're going to figure it out on Judgment Day. No, you won't. The only thing you're going to figure out on Judgment Day is that you fell short of the glory of God.
Amen.
And you're going to remember. I was at that old tent meeting, and that crazy man up there, I couldn't put a sentence. I'm begging. Not me. The Word of God.
Amen.
Works of the law shall no flesh be justified. God ain't joking. He's not playing games with you. You'll stand before God one day. And if you're... But if while we seek to be justified by Christ, is therefore Christ the minister of sin? God forbid. For if I build again the things which I destroy, the law, am dead to the law. That I might live, use this law, and they'll say, yeah, you know what? I'll keep the law, but I'll also keep Christ. I'm going to jump in with there and earn a little bit of favor with God by keeping the law. And just a little bit of what someone told him about keeping the law. So what parts of the law? You know, Peter, he picked out certain. You know, this group right here, they said, oh, you got to be certain of that. The law keeper I ever talked to, they got their certain that they picked out because they like those.
Yes. Right?
Yeah.
God don't work that way. Here, real quick. Look, verse 10. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. Is everyone that continueth not in some of the things? No, sir. In all things which are written in the book of the law. You're going to keep the law. You don't get to pick which one of the works are going to get you to heaven. And what God says, your Bible, one of them. Every single law. All the law. You're not justified. And that is why no flesh will be justified by the law. Because there ain't a cotton-picking person that kept all the law. I'm just being honest with you.
Right?
Be honest with yourself before God Almighty. You ain't going to hide that one time you transgressed the law. And I bet it was more than once.
Yeah.
When nobody was around and you committed that sin, God knew about it.
Yeah.
You know the time you deal with yourself? Ain't on judgment.
Yeah.
It's now. The Bible says today is the day. How are you justified? Look at that. Man is not justified by works of the law, but by faith of Jesus Christ. You know, the Bible says it's impossible to please God without faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. What about Jesus Christ? That He died for sinners. For death. Defeated death.
Amen.
And what Jesus Christ did, He's a substitute sacrifice. He sacrificed Himself on that cross. And what He took off that bondage.
Amen.
And Christ, God Almighty, will take the right and put it on that lost sinner.
Amen.
And He'll take all that sin and filth. He puts it on Christ.
That's right.
Yep.
It comes down to whether you're willing to receive it. Please, please. I beg you.
Amen.
Do not let your pride get in the way. Don't stand under that bondage.
Amen.
Don't stand under that bondage.
Amen.
It's by faith of Jesus Christ. You say, I go to church. Won't justify you. I dress right. Won't justify you. I keep the Sabbath, won't justify you. The only thing that'll justify you is the saving faith. You know, verse 17 said, while we seek to be, we are found sinners. We ourselves, what that law will do if you're honest with yourself, you'll go to stack up to that law. You'll go to stack up to that law and see how you do. And you'll find how short you come to that law. So short. You see how small you are, but you got to get honest with yourself. You got to get humble with yourself and see where you stack up with that law, and that law will drive you right to Christ.
your life.
Amen.
It'll break that you are.
Yeah.
How much Christ did.
Right.
You know, Romans 4:14 says, for if the heirs, faith is made void. Listen to this. And the promise made of none. I think you're going to hold on to a little bit of that good works, a little bit of that law keeping, a little bit of that I keep. You know, there it comes again. The promise made none effect. The promises. Listen to this. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but He's long-suffering to us at all.
Amen.
Repentance. You know something? If I tell my and I do it anyways, I might go slack on it.
Being honest with you,
I might go slack. But I don't really feel like dealing with that today. Let them slip. Or I might forget all about it. Sometimes when God makes you a promise, God Almighty makes you a promise, He ain't going to slap. He ain't going to say, oh, it's you on Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Because He's holy, perfect, and He's not going to give up His holiness because of you. For God, and you think He's going to make an exception of you, what you're asking God to do is give up His rights for you. And it ain't going to happen.
Amen.
God made a way.
Right.
He's not sitting up there waiting for you to die so He can damn your soul.
No.
No.
He made the ultimate sacrifice. He gave His only begotten Son to save you.
Amen.
And you're going to add on to that? Someone wants to say, oh, you got to be baptized. You got to do this. You got to do that under this bondage. There's no other way but through the faith. We're just about done. This law-keeping gospel is a curse. With the law, listen, with the earned merit with God. Not once. We're going to hit stuff here. This is something that doesn't get preached on very much. Repentance.
Amen.
Acts 3:19 says, repent, your sins may be blotted out. You understand what I just said? You repent, sins may be blotted out. Unless you see where you come, that you're filth. God said in His Word that even our righteousness, all of our righteousness are as filthy rags.
Yep.
And I'm honest with yourself tonight. When you see the righteousness and the holiness of God Almighty, it'll drive you. Don't repent of your sin. Repent as a sinner. Nothing.
Amen.
Nothing. Repentance. You're in my rope. And I trust the shed blood of Jesus. That's something goes on in your heart. So God says, repent therefore of thy wickedness and pray thine heart may be forgiven.
Amen.
Of thy wickedness. You know something? We've got so much pride. And I'm admitting thy wickedness. You've got to see yourself how God Almighty sees you. And you can't say, I'm going to hold on to this sin right here. I don't want to let this sin go. You hold on to that. And you don't believe the gospel. Because I'm going to hold on to this sin. It's a perverted God. Hold on to my sin. No repentance. No remorse. Oh, but I said the Bible didn't say before.
Amen.
You understand?
Yep.
God looks upon that heart.
Yeah.
You get up. I'm done.
Yeah.
My ways are filled. My down. My ways are bondage. And God Almighty sent His Son. And you put all your faith on Jesus Christ alone. Not religion. Nothing but the blood of Christ to wash away my sins. You come to God. You know something God desires? A broken and contrite heart.
Right.
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 7:10 says, listen to this. Not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world working. God looks at your heart and says, are you repenting? Listen. Repenting alone will not save you. Have even godly sorrow and just be repentant, it will not save you. The gospel buried and rose again the third day. But you will not get to Christ. You will not get to the gospel unless you can. Matthew 11. Turn with me real quick. This is Jesus Christ dealing with these people. This whole city. We're going to pick it up here in verse 20. Well, let's pick it up in verse 18. For John came, Matthew 11, verse 18. John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say he hath a devil. They wanted to peg that on John, that he had a devil. The Son of Man drinking, and they said, behold, a gluttonous and a wine bibber, a friend of publicans and sinners, but wisdom is justified of her children. Let me tell you something. It ain't the preacher. You might not like how I talk tonight. You might say, he just did that wrong. He said, it ain't the preacher. You'll find something wrong. But you have to deal with the word. Amen. Verse 20 says, this is Jesus here, then began to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty word they repented not. He began to upbraid these cities where he had done most of his mighty works. I had a sign. If only I had a miracle. If only I could see somebody actually be healed. Then I'd believe that. He said where his, listen to this, where most of his mighty works were done.
Amen.
They did not repent.
Amen.
And he upbraided the entire city. Listen to it now. Woe unto thee, Chorazin. Woe unto thee. For if the mighty works which are done in you had been done in Tyre, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say, horrible for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. Listen to you know what Christ is saying right here? Done all these mighty works, and they still wouldn't repent. You say, oh, I'd get saved if I see something. Let me tell you something. You won't see anything more convincing than this Bible.
Amen.
If this Bible doesn't open your eyes, there ain't nothing else will.
That's right.
They found a way not to believe God, the devil. They found a way not to believe Christ. They said, oh, he's just a wine bibber and a glutton.
Yeah.
I'm telling you something. You've got to get humble before God Almighty.
Amen.
For the Word of God, not before me. I'm a nobody. I'm like I told you, I'm just a brand plucked out of that fire. But you get humble before the Word of God. And you know what that city didn't do? That made it worse for them on judgment? They would not repent.
Yep.
They would not repent. See, their own wickedness. Even though Christ had been more mighty than he'd done in any other city, he'd done it there. I'm telling you something. The Word of God doesn't do it. Nothing else will.
Amen.
Think about this tonight. What are you trusting in? You trusting in your religion? Trusting in your baptism? I don't know you. I don't know where you're from. I don't know your background. I've done my best tonight to preach the gospel to you, not by my opinions, but by the Word of God.
Amen.
You can't add to, you can't take away from the Word of God. Now you've got a decision to make of what you're going to do with this gospel. You can brush it off your shoulder and keep on chugging. And keep it. And keep going to church, keep your all that stuff, and keeping that bondage. Or you can repent and believe. And you'll have liberty like you've never known.
Amen.
You'll have freedom like you've never known.
Amen.
Through the power of God.
Amen.
It's the power of faith that's center.
Amen.
Not the religion.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't intend to keep you long, give you a chance to respond to this message. We didn't do it for your money. We want you to know Jesus Christ. We hope that you'll come back. If you don't, that's your decision. We're not here to please people, but we do want, and we want you to know that. We love you. We're not here to make anybody mad. We're not here to fuss with people, but we're here. You brought the truth from the Word of God tonight. What are you going to do? Shut your eyes if you would. Anyone here that is sitting under the sound of this microphone and you say, I've been trusting in my own works. I've been trusting in religion. I've been trusting in these other things, my baptism, but I don't know that I've ever truly put my trust in Jesus Christ. I don't know that I've been born again by the power of God. But I want to know that tonight. We have a Bible if you want to talk to him more about it. We'll have a lady available up here to help you. And I just encourage you right now, get out of your seat, come up here. It's not about jumping through a religious hoop. You say, I can get saved in the woods. Yeah, you can. Go do it. If you want to get saved in the woods, saved in the woods. You don't need me. You don't need Brother Michael. You don't need to come to the altar necessarily. But I've got another secret. If you're sitting there and God's dealt with your heart, and you put it off because in your pride, you don't want to make a show. You don't want to admit you can really get dealt with God again in the woods, most likely. You see, you can get saved wherever you're at. You just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon Christ alone for salvation. He will save you. He'll save you right there in that seat. If you're ready, if you understand that you're a sinner, you've broken God's law, you need a Savior, there's nothing that you can do to please God. Nothing that you can do. You've heard the message tonight. Will you respond?
If you're ready in your seat, you get saved right there. If God's prompting you to come up here and pray, then I ask you to come jerk your arm. We're not going to manipulate you. We're not going to make a show about you or publicize you. We just want to have a little time here for you to do business with God. And to let her play. Please be respectful of others that may be doing business with the Lord.
Mercy of God, and lead us.